Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talking to Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley today about elements of a great love story. We're kind of making a parallel of things they've identified in these romantic comedies that they love to watch and applying them to marriage. And the first one is man and woman fall in love. So before we move on to point number two, I'd love to just have you both give some assignments, challenges for those listening today who've let themselves get bored in marriage.
It's so true, because if you get bored in your relationship, you obviously aren't watching for things that are changing or your spouse evolving, because I'm a totally a different person than the day we got married 24 years ago. And so is Greg. And we have to continue to know who each other, who we are. And that is a skill of continuing to act curious. When you're acting curious, you're asking great questions, you're, you know, asking about preferences or, you know, how their feelings. And, you know, as we travel through these different seasons of our married life, our journey together, Greg is so great with just pursuing, you know, how are you doing? You know, what do you need? And, you know, just being very curious. I know Greg has talked about the Journey song that says, the line says, the joy of rediscovering you. And it's so true, because it is a choice to rediscover your spouse each and every day. So anyone out there who claims to be bored in their marriage, I challenge you to really dig in and find out who your spouse is today.
Don't assume
you know it all. Find out who they are today.
Amen.
I would echo that. And you know, boredom is the belief that you know everything there is to know about your spouse. And that's a mindset. And so part of the challenge would be to say to yourself that's a lie. That's a false statement. You can't possibly, it would take one lifetime to truly get to know someone, because of what Aaron's saying is that they're always changing. And so I think if you begin with this idea that, you know what, that's true, that I'm going to assume that my wife is constantly changing, constantly needing new things as we go in and out of different seasons. And those seasons can change so rapidly. You know, we're about to launch Murphy, our 18-year-old, you know, out of the house into college. You know, we've launched Taylor already. She's a nurse now working in Arkansas. So, I mean, it's my assumption is every time we go through one of these major life transitions that somehow Aaron needs something different from me. Something's a little bit unique. She just lost a very, very dear friend of hers. And what does she need now? What do I need to understand? So if my attitude is always something new season, I need to just... What do you need from me? What, you know, so almost maybe the question would be to have your spouse answer this statement: I feel loved when you .. because then that lets them sort of fill in what they need from you based on wherever they're at in life.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.